So more than halfway there, what are some things that are catching your eye?
Well, first of all, we've progressed every single practice, 10 down, 5 to go. Really good scrimmage. I think that's the most encouraging thing is how we looked in the scrimmage on Saturday. A lot of really good execution by the offense. Clean, very few penalties. Ball security was good. Defense tackled well. Made plays on both sides of the ball. So that was an outstanding scrimmage that we had. Tough work day to day. Just back to basics. We've got all the install done. Now we go back to the beginning and go through it again. And we got to expect recall. We expect these players to recall what they haven't done for a couple weeks. That's part of being a big-time college football player is knowing your stuff, doing your film work on your own, not just relying on meeting time. You got to do above and beyond what time is allotted for us to be with you. So they've got to do a good job, and apparently they have done a good job. There was very few mistakes today.
Looked like there was high speed and energy out there, and even got a little chippy there for a second.
A little chippy is good. There's nothing wrong with that as long as we learn from it and it doesn't get out of hand. We had a learning moment there where somebody got a personal foul, would have been ejected, so you teach off that.
Is it kind of surreal almost to have Kim out there for this? I mean, do you when you walk out here and see him out there, is it just like a sigh of relief?
It is, and surreal is probably a good word. And every time that he's out here, every practice he's been out here, which has been every single one of them this spring, it's have confidence. He brings a swagger to the offense. And that's what we were missing last year, so it's great to have him back.
Week one to week four, what sort of progress have you seen from Cam?
Arm strength. His arm's coming back. You know, when you have an injury like he had, it affects your confidence and the ability to really step into a throw and rip through it. And his arm strength is getting better. He's shaking pretty much all the rust off. He was a little rusty at the beginning, but through 10 practices, he's really polished up his game.
You feel the chemistry has come along with
his
pass catchers.
Without a doubt. They worked hard all winter together on their own with the timing of the routes and working against the defense a little bit. And that really has paid off.
Any separation in the backup quarterback race yet?
No, it's a dead heat. I would say as dead a heat as it could be right now. But they're both getting better. That's the key. They're both moving forward. And we feel good about both of them. I'm pretty sure that this competition will carry into fall camp. And so don't expect to have anybody named after spring ball unless there's a great disparity in these last five practices.
What does practicing here in the stadium do for you even this far away from the season?
Well, it's a little bit of extra juice and energy when they come in the stadium. Tough to get your grasp. Tough to get your. I thought there was another. What do we call it? Skirmish. What do we call it?
Tussle.
We have trouble getting our grass right this early in the year. The grass is not real durable, and so as much as anything else, it's just to give that grass a break and try to get it to catch up. But it's great to be in the stadium.
How are you making it health-wise after the first time?
Pretty good. We've had some guys that have missed chunks of practice here and there, and. Couple of surgeries, nothing that we hope is going to impact the fall, with one exception. Lavonnie DeMooney had a lower leg injury.